It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
Come on in, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, hope you're all well. We are out and about today, Hans, at beautiful, lovely, incredibly playing, playing incredibly well right now. It is Cedar Hills Golf Course.
So Cedar Hills is my home away from home. Love this place. I've been coming up here for years and years, Scotty. And for those of you that have not golfed Cedar Hills, we are going to give you an opportunity to golf Cedar Hills that you cannot look past. You've got to take advantage of this thing. And we're going to hit some of these numbers and talk about this promotion that they've got going on. But I think a lot of people, when they hear us talking about Cedar Hills, they know the course that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, this is the course that starts, I think it's like a, what is that? Is that a 150-foot drop? What is that off the first tee box? Huh? 100-foot drop off the first tee box. Just a beautiful, you know, you're overlooking all of Alpine, Highland, Utah Lake, and you're firing it off a tee box to 100-plus-foot drop. Just a gorgeous course, great clubhouse, great food, and a fun place to come golf.
Indeed. Let's get you out here. Let's play some golf. All kinds of good stuff going on right now, including an opportunity to not only grab yourself a round of golf, but also grab yourself some food as well. You can play 9 holes for $12.80 plus the cost of the cart Monday through Thursday morning. They've got a golf and grub promotion. They've got a brand new chef cooking crazy good food. You play 18 holes and get a meal for just $40. How about that?
Yeah. 18 holes and a delicious meal for $40, which apparently Scotty and I are about to embark on. I don't, you know how you got this great fishing hole and you don't like to give up a great fishing hole? Well, so, you know, Scotty, do you ever try to go to breakfast on Saturday mornings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I love doing that. I love going to breakfast on Saturday mornings with my wife, getting up a little bit early. But you go to a breakfast place on Saturday morning and it's
packed.
It's packed.
Yeah.
Some 45-hour wait sometimes. You slip up here to Cedar Hills Golf Club. This is where my wife and I come. Our Saturday morning breakfast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, because there's no line. There's always an empty seat. The food comes out promptly. It's delicious. It's affordable.
You're not sitting on top of a bunch of other people.
Right. It's the best. I do love Saturday morning breakfast with the lady. That's a good time. It's one of my favorite things
to
do.
What's your breakfast plate of choice?
Oh, man, it's the same. It's probably the same as you, but I don't venture into it as often because it's coronary, but it's the chicken fried steak and eggs with the gravy,
hash browns.
Extra crispy hash browns, three eggs over medium. Like them over medium.
Yeah, I'm over easy, but, you know, same thing pretty much.
I don't like them real runny, but I like an over medium. And I'll just throw that on top of the gravy and the chicken fried steak, and I'll put a little ketchup on top of my crispy hash browns, and I'll get a little extra salt on the hash browns and wash that down with a Diet Coke because, you know, calories.
You know, got to watch the calories. Absolutely.
A wise man once told me, don't consume your calories through soda.
Yeah.
Through beverage.
Save them in other areas.
But that is the ultimate. But I don't know how often you're supposed to.
No,
do that.
No, that's a once a month kind of thing. You got to be careful on that stuff.
So more often than not, I'll get a short stack of pancakes. I do love a good, you know, 3-4 deep on pancakes, and butter in between each. I like my syrup hot, not warm. Definitely not cold. I like my syrup hot and runny, so when I pour it, those pancakes absorb kind of the more liquidy syrup right down into it. And I'll lift each flap.
I was going to ask Katie to go in between.
Yeah,
each
flap.
Okay.
Each flap that has individual butter, and I'll hit individual syrup, but then I'll pour the rest of the container on top of those things.
Me so hungry. Me so hungry.
Now I'm kind of glad we
ordered.
We went with the breakfast.
They came out and said, "So do you guys want to try this breakfast?" And Scott here like,
"Oh, I don't
know."
We're
trying to be kind and polite, like, "Oh, well, we didn't say no." And they're like, "Yeah, we're picking your drift up. We're figuring
Johnny
out."
Johnny's over there. Of course they do.
So, anyways, man, I'm so excited. Great show lined up today.
Yeah, busy show. We got a lot going on today. Ben Anderson is going to join us coming up today at 11:05, so we'll chat with him, go over some Jazz talk with him, and we anticipate getting a little Jazz shoot-around coming up a little bit later on as well. So
important
a lot
day.
To break down.
Important day.
Big game
huge
coming up tonight.
Game. And a huge game for the Suns. Today's a big day. I mean, if you're watching the Utah Jazz race for the one seed, today is a big day.
Let's get to it. Starting lineup begins right now here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup.
Starting Lineup.
Presented by University of Utah Health.
Gotta love it!
On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Scotty mentioned he'd take pancakes over waffles, and Johnny goes, like a pancake on a waffle?
Yeah. Although that's not a bad idea. It's like I've never tried that, a pancake on a waffle.
Do you like a little peanut butter on your pancake?
No.
Have you tried peanut butter and syrup?
You know what? Honestly, and by the way, when I said no, it's not like that's a disgusting. It's just never something I've never really thought of.
Okay, so this I just give this a try for me.
Okay.
Heat your syrup up extra hot. Throw three pancakes on. Butter in between. Pour that syrup, like I said, each pancake. Take a little knife of peanut butter and just swipe it across your plate so you've got just a little, you know, dollop.
Not on the pancake, just on the plate.
On the plate. Just a little dollop of peanut butter on the plate. And take your fork, you cut your pancake, you know, your three deep, and you take your fork and you just scrape the top of that peanut butter with your fork, and then you poke it through your pancakes with that hot syrup and the butter, and then you got just a little touch of peanut butter. Don't over peanut butter because then it's not fun. It's not good that way. It's
me so hungry. Me so hungry.
So is that the way we're just throwing us off the food take? Is that what we're doing?
I kind of like.
I'm trying something out. Okay.
I kind of like the hungry guys better. That seemed more encouraging. Like, you know what? I like where you guys are going. Keep it going.
That actually put me more in the mood to talk about food.
You do like the stuff in the pancakes, like a blueberry or a chocolate chip or a banana or something like that?
No, I don't.
I'm with you on that.
I don't.
Just leave them plain.
No, I'll take a banana or half banana, and I'll put that on the plate, and I'll maybe take the fork and cut little slices and poke that, and then poke my syrup soaked pancake with the banana on the fork. I like that, but then I can be more selective. And you know, sometimes when you're trying to cook banana or blueberries into your pancake, you get a dough portion that doesn't cook above that fruit, and I can't stand a doughy pancake. I won't eat it. I dislike
Can't have it. Won't win.
Oh, man, it just destroys your morning.
Oh, me so, me so hungry. Me so hungry.
So I guess we should get to it now.
Utah Jazz with a huge game tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. And I'd like to say to anybody out there that's like, well, they just beat them the other night. Of course they
shouldn't
beat
be
them.
A problem at all.
They destroyed them the other night. Go back and look what happened with the Golden State Warriors and the New Orleans Pelicans in the very similar situation. The Pelicans had Golden State on back-to-back games. And Golden State blows them out of the building. 123-108 the other night. And then last night, New Orleans beat Golden State. And I'm sure Golden State went into that game thinking, oh, well, we got Steph Curry. We didn't even try, and we were able to beat New Orleans the other night, and Golden State goes in, and they lose. They're in New Orleans. They lose 108-103. This is a lesson for the Utah Jazz and Utah Jazz fans out there. Perfect example. So why did this happen? Well, it happened because New Orleans isn't done. They're not quitting. They see San Antonio struggling. They know that San Antonio's got the Jazz again tonight.
Yep.
And they know that they're now a game and a half, or maybe two games back. So San Antonio is fighting for their postseason lives, and New Orleans is fighting to get into that 10th spot, and New Orleans goes out and beat Golden State. Now, think about how important it is to San Antonio to get that win tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
Just ramped up. That's why I'm with you, Scotty. At first, I wasn't with you. At first, I thought you were out of your mind thinking that this play-in tournament is a good situation. Overall, even if the Jazz are in the 7-8 right now, this tournament, I actually like this tournament. Even if the Jazz were playing in a 7-8 situation or a 9-10 in an opportunity to play in, I like this play-in tournament.
I don't think – I mean, look at your teams that have dropped off considerably. There's just not a lot of them. I mean, Houston's a dumpster fire, Minnesota, Oklahoma City. But other than that, you've got Sacramento still in the mix. New Orleans obviously in the mix. San Antonio in the mix. Memphis is in the mix. I don't think you see those many teams continue to fight for an opportunity to get into the playoffs if we're just looking at 1-8. On the east side, again, you've got Detroit's out, Cleveland's out, Orlando's out. But Chicago, Toronto, Washington, Indiana, all very much still in it.
Yep. And it makes it fun. And it makes a game like tonight against the Spurs of a really enjoyable night. So, Scotty, I went back and I was just looking at a couple of things this morning. With the Utah Jazz not having Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell on the court. Just so everybody knows now, the Utah Jazz have played – 4 total games without Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell on the court.
Yeah.
4 games without those two, and they are currently 3-1 in those 4 games without your two guards, your two all-stars. You've beat Sacramento, you've beat Toronto, and you've beat the Spurs, and you lost to Phoenix without your two all-stars. You've played 9 total games without Donovan Mitchell on the court. And in those 9 games without Donovan, you're 5-4. So not as good of a situation. So this morning, Scotty, I was looking at some of the games without Donovan Mitchell. I actually went through the 9 games instead of the 4 games without Conley and Donovan. And I was looking at who's trying to pick up the slack or who has picked up the slack. And there's one guy that really stands out. When I started to crunch the numbers on it, it made more and more sense. So, for instance, I went back and I looked at Joe Ingles, all right? Joe Ingles, through these 9 games without Donovan Mitchell and these, throwing the 4 games without Mike Conley, is averaging 8.4 attempts from the field per game in these 9 games. His season average so far this year is 8.4 attempts per game. You would have thought that Joe Ingles his attempts would have boosted.
Yes.
You'd have thought that he'd have put that weight on his shoulders, that he'd had more minutes, more attempts. What I ended up finding was that the attempts have fallen to Bojan.
Yeah.
Bojan Bogdanović averaged 15 attempts with Donovan out. That's 3 more than his season average. So he's picked up 3 more attempts per game through these 9 games without Donovan. He's averaging 21.5 points per game with Donovan out. He's got a season average of, I think it's just over 16 points. But he's averaging 21.5 points without Donovan, and even more when you look at the 4 games without Donovan and Mike. So Bojan Bogdanović has done a great job of picking up the slack, pushing the tempo, taking some of that extra weight. And he's not just doing it from the perimeter, as you've noted many times. He's doing it in all ways, shapes, and form offensively.
Yeah, he's tacking the rim way more than what we've seen from him in a Jazz uniform going back to last year and even in the beginning part of this year as well. And I don't know if that's I think there may be a couple things here. And Coach Lacombe and I talked a little bit about that on the pregame show a couple nights ago, is there could be an element of trusting your body a little bit more, being a little bit more healthy so you feel like you can attack more. Also, maybe not as much – because Gordy Chiesa used to say this all the time, if your shot's not falling, attack the rim. If you're not getting a good look and your shot's not falling for you, try to get to the rim, try to get to the free throw line, get your confidence up, and then start to stretch it out again. And I don't know if there's an element of that where he's realizing that, you know, there was a stretch where it wasn't falling for him from the outside, so let's try to get to the rim and let's try to attack a little bit more. I don't know what the case is, but his ability to get to the rim and finish at the rim has been really, really good, especially over the last month or so.
It really has, and it's nice to see Boyan kind of understand the situation and have the ability to pick up that slack as it's needed. So I'm encouraged by Boyan, and again, as they go into this game tonight without Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell, he's a guy you got to lean on.
Yeah.
I was talking when I had a chance to be in studio with Coach Lacombe. I was talking to him about Boyan. There was a stretch there where Boyan was driving into the lane, and he was getting a little bit sloppy with his possessions. You remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, you got quick hands defensively across the board in the NBA, and you drive the lane – or you go off the dribble, you're going to have somebody that's trying to tap that ball. And there was a time where Boyan was a little bit more sloppy. I think he shored that up, and he's a little more secure going in the lane, which is nice. That's what I talk about, though, is continuing to improve your game. And it doesn't matter if you're a professional. You still have coaches that are working possession, that are working dribbling, that are working those same – drills that you've been doing since you were in junior jazz. And that's the thing that people probably don't understand, it even about the game of football. You know how we started our days in the NFL? Probably the same way, Scotty, that you started your days in eighth grade, hitting the bags, yeah, running through the ropes, you know, running over the bags, defensively doing slap rips around the bags, offensively doing kick steps, doing punch work.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like every practice, an hour, back to the fundamentals. They're doing that in the NBA. Now, obviously, they're game in and game out. They don't have a lot of time to get on the court and shoot around, and especially right now where the body's worn down. But I love seeing Boyan Bogdanović continue to improve.
Get back to those fundamentals.
Because think about this now. If Boyan's got that confidence and that ability to carry, and then you put Donovan and Mike back on the court, it's just going to help with postseason success.
You know, I know that you don't watch what's that show? The training camp show on the NFL out, Hard Knocks or whatever that is. Yeah. I enjoy it and I'll watch it. And I saw a drill because I know, you know, you watch it and it gives you flashbacks of the NFL camp and scratching and clawing for trying to make a paycheck and how miserable that was. I go back and I saw a drill that was being run and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'd forgotten all about that, and it was miserable. Doing it in high school, it's that three-man weave where you jump over the top and roll, and then
The monkey rolls.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah,
we called it the barrel roll.
Yeah,
and I saw that and I'm like, oh,
it's the worst.
It's the worst thing on the planet.
The worst.
And I'm like, I can't believe some NFL coach is making a multi-million-dollar NFL player do that.
Yeah, people rolling at your legs. A lot of times you do that as a defensive line.
And you got to get up and hop over the other one and then go into a roll yourself.
I know that there was a point where they were starting to eliminate that drill as much as they could because people are like, that's going to blow an ACL. It doesn't, though, as long as you're intelligent.
I mean,
don't get lazy.
That's what I would tell somebody. Be like, hey, I'm going to tear an ACL. We got to get rid of this thing.
I'm hitting the ground hard. I'm going to get a concussion. We need to not do those. Do you know the one that used to kill me in camp? The conditioning drill that used to kill me in camp. Well, we used to do the 110s. I hated the 110s. You know, that's across the field and back. But we used to do the wagon wheel drill. Did you guys do that?
I don't remember that.
So everybody lays on their belly in a circle
around
the, you know, in a circle. And one guy gets up and runs, and you got to jump over everybody as you run the wagon wheel. And then as you pass the last guy, that last guy gets up and runs the wheel. And then the guy gets up. And as that guy gets up, remember the guy gets up behind them?
Yeah.
So you got everybody running that wheel and then getting back on the ground and getting up and running the wheel. I hated that drill. It's the worst.
Conditioning was the worst. I loved football so much as a kid. I loved playing it. I loved practice. I loved all of it. Like, every little bit of it. I couldn't get enough of it. And I knew that I wasn't going anywhere. I knew that there was never going to be any college. There's going to be no junior college that was going to come calling for me. Like, I knew it. And I was fine with it. And
just so wanted to play.
I treasured every second of it, from scrimmages to even practices. But, man, when it came to conditioning, I'm like, I hate this sport so much. This is so
Did your coach condition you guys hard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the first coach, we had a coach that left between my sophomore and our junior year. And that guy was all about conditioning. And we won at a high level. Mm-hmm. And then we had another guy come in and he was – not as much, and then we didn't win as much.
Yeah. I think conditioning is very – you don't understand how important it is when you're running it.
Yeah.
And, by the way, Rock fears it. He hates it. My son's in eighth grade.
Well, this dude's, pack a few extra LBs on. That's not fun for us.
It's not. It's not. These little tiny scrawny receivers that, you know, they're pushing 65 pounds off the ground and running. It's like, you know, stop it.
I don't know why you guys have such a hard time. It's not that hard.
And they just love to. And then don't patronize me with clapping me in. I don't want to be clapped in. Oh, look at the support they're giving the chubby guy.
Yeah, that's
don't clap me in.
I would fight so hard to make sure that I wasn't part of the last group because I did not want to be clapped in. So, like, I would I would do everything to make sure that that wouldn't happen.
Hey, Lloyd, did you guys condition in baseball? Like, does baseball condition much?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to run. It was laps and stuff like that, but, yeah.
Run in the outfield and then run back in. That's
what did awesome. So, did baseball, you condition to keep in? Because, you run to first. I guess you got to.
Or if you're legging out a triple, maybe, sure.
Like. Working those
still
curls,
have speed.
Working those curls with the sunflower seeds. Like, yeah. Reach down, pick up. Reach down.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I could see like CC Sabathia being on first and tapping his head.
Runner,
get a runner in. Can't do it, man.
Yeah, they do have pinch runners. Yes, they do.
Can't do it. Get somebody in here that could get the second.
Yeah. Man, that gives
yeah, they would put a pinch runner for CC.
Yes. All right.
Hands, for most pitchers.
Hands and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network as we are live here at Cedar Hills Golf Club. It's been too long since you've been out here, even if it's been a day or two.
Yeah. Such a beautiful course and a beautiful day. Could you imagine being out golfing right now?
Oh, I'm thinking about it right now, actually.
I'm seeing these guys coming through and they're getting their tee times and heading on our car. I couldn't be more jealous of these guys.
I mean,
guys.
like we have one of the best jobs in the planet.
Yeah, talking sports, it's great.
And we're very rarely jealous of people, but these guys coming in here and ready to hop on a cart.
I don't know.
Jealous.
Yeah, getting their suds for the day. Gosh, dang it, man. Putting on sunscreen. Got their caps on. About to go out and shoot the best round of their life.
How many of these dudes told their wives that they're at the office right now?
Hey, show of hands, how many of you guys, your wives think you're at work? No,
no,
a bunch of liars. They're going to lie to us, too. They're just going to – they're carrying this lie right through.
Well, right now you get 9 holes for just $12.80. It's 9 holes for $12.80 plus the cost of a cart. That's Monday through Thursday mornings. You must call the pro shop to receive that discount. And remember, if you're coming here early, you might as well grab yourself a bite to eat. They've got a new chef here. You get 18 holes. Enjoy a great meal for just $40. All right, there you go. Golf and grub. Can't go wrong with it. Reserve your tee time right now, 801-796-1705. That's 801-796-1705, or go to CedarHillsGolfUtah.com.
$40. You know, most 18-hole green fees are $45. That's great. Food and 18 holes.
Food and 18. Bucks. There you go. Let's make it happen. All right, here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
The Big Show.
The Big Show.
With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Have you showed Lisa this story?
No.
Will you put the headset on her and show her that story?
Okay, now you be respectful while I'm gone, okay?
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Fellas.
Gordon is back. Hi, Gordon.
Yeah, she's not here. I think she's on a walk or something.
Now, wait a minute. Did you eat something?
I grabbed a snack.
I didn't even go look for it.
I saw a couple of M&Ms, so I chucked them in my mouth, and then I went to the other side of the house to look for it.
You did not. You just went to the kitchen to grab a snack.
It's okay, isn't it?
Sure, they're waiting on air for me, but heck, I'm hungry.
Might as well, yeah, eat some food. I got a snack.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hey, guess what? Just now, I received some tickets to the Jazz game.
You got to be kidding me. Luck would have it that you just received tickets.
Just now.
So, in this immediate nature of having tickets for tonight,
what should we do?
Give them away.
Let's roll.
Let's go.
Caller number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. And you will get tickets to see the Jazz and the Spurs tonight.
Sometimes these come out of nowhere. You just don't even see these things coming.
It's like a golf ball coming out of the middle of nowhere when you're on the green, somebody hitting right into you, and you had no idea it was coming. And boom, smacks you in the head, and you're like, wow, look at all these tickets.
Have you ever been hit?
I have been hit. Right in the head, too.
With a golf ball?
With a golf ball,
on
yeah.
the fly?
On the fly, my buddy, and it was on a tee shot, and he hit it so badly, it went, like, I was onto a side about 10 yards to the side and about 2 yards in front, and it went scorching right and hit me right in the noggin. Dropped me.
It did? It put you
down?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Was this at the Burley Muni?
It was at the Burley Muni, circa 1994.
And it put you down.
Put me down. Good.
Lloyd, have you ever been hit by a golf ball?
I have not, fortunately. You?
I did, and Scotty knows the story because I was with Matt Wells when it happened.
On the fly?
Yeah, on the fly, off the box.
Was that at the Ridge?
In the calf. No, it was at Logan.
Oh, at Logan. Yeah, okay.
And because didn't Matt Wells tell you the story?
I don't remember this one.
It hit me in the calf, and he was by me. And, you know, when you get hit, it's anger. Like,
yeah.
it's alarm, but alarm kind of leads to anger. So I turned around, and it was a blind corner, and this guy just got a hold of it.
Yeah.
And I started to lose it. And Coach Wells.
It's like, hey, man.
Obviously, playing at that course a lot. Said as I'm turning, and
I could see him like
scream.
Whoa, big fella!
No, he goes, hey, remember who we are. That's what he said to me.
I could totally see Wellesley doing that.
And I turned and I said, remember who we are. I said, look at my calf. I had this big old red, dent yeah. in my calf. I'm like, look at this. And he's like, they can't see you. Remember, it's a blind corner. I'm like, they should have waited. And I was just on the edge of going haywire. And Coach Wells is like, hey,
I could totally
remember who we are.
That sounds just like Matt.
<He's> so funny. I love him.
Oh, man, he's my favorite.
Yeah, I miss him.
I miss him a ton.
I hope that at some point we can get him back in the state because he makes the state better at football.
Oh, one of my favorite dudes on the planet.
But that's the only time I've been hit. I had a really good friend that's never been the same after getting hit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was right off the tee box. His buddy was teeing off, and he was probably 10 feet in front of the tee box, but way off to the left. And his buddy just pulled it across, and it just came right off the tee and right into his temple. And it put his lights out. He ended up in the emergency room, and he's never been the same.
Wow. I had this is small town Idaho, my math teacher in high school, who actually – John, my older brother, married his daughter, but you would just be sitting in class one day and taking a test or something like that, and he'd be like, hey, Gerard, and he'd throw something at you, and you'd grab it, and it was his fake eye, and he'd love to freak people out by throwing his fake eye at people. And it happened, and he lost his eye because it hit a tree. He hit a shot, hit a tree, came back and hit him right in the eye, and he lost his eye.
Oh, that's how he's got the fake eye?
And so he has a fake eye, and he'll throw it around and be like, hey, catch. And you grab it, and you're like, holy shit. What is this?
Is this the guy that fed the crippled pig to the wolves in front of the class?
No, that was...
Wait, what?
That wasn't my school. I think that was...
Yes, it was
No,
your
I
school.
Think that was Preston.
Stop. That's not a call for the pig.
Lena's been itching to play that for a while. No, that was Preston. That wasn't Declo. We've had a lot of stuff go on at Declo, but that wasn't it.
What? Okay, what?
Lloyd, you haven't heard this story?
No, I don't think so.
I thought we did it for Whole World News.
Well, we did. It was a big story.
Yeah.
I think the guy got fired.
Okay, I do remember. All right.
Yeah, fed a puppy that was, you know, he said it was going to die anyway, and he fed it to, what, a snapping turtle?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because that's just horrible.
It's just Idaho. It's like, hey, it's circle of life. This is what happens.
Oh, gosh, we got to move on because that is too hard for me, man. Holy cow.
Yeah. and a lot of, well, we don't need to go into it. But
I'm telling you, this course, Cedar Hills Golf Club, come in.
Well, it's not quite the transition.
And play it because this place is absolutely amazing. We're talking about this Jazz game, big game tonight, because right now the Suns and the Jazz are currently tied in the standings. Both of them standing with the record of 47-18. The Suns have the tiebreaker, and you're looking at the Suns' finish to the season. Now, the Suns play tonight as well. They play the Heat tonight. Or sorry, they'll play the Hawks tonight, I think. So the Suns play the Hawks tonight. And in the Suns' finish, they've got New York, Los Angeles, Golden State, Portland, and San Antonio twice. It's a really difficult finish. Now, we'll see who's on the court for that Los Angeles Lakers game on Sunday. But finishing with Golden State, Portland, and San Antonio twice. Now, those two San Antonio Spurs games that they finish with could be the difference of the Spurs being in the playoffs and the Spurs being out of the playoffs.
Yep.
So the Spurs are going to be fighting for every single shot. Same with Portland. Portland's going to be fighting, I think, on Thursday, May 13th. So the Suns don't have an easy run to the end. The Jazz actually have an extra win in here in this finishing stretch, if they take care of the business that they should take care of. Even without Mike and Donovan, I still think that they can finish in the one seed.
I agree with that. I think it's possible. I wouldn't count on it right now with those guys being out, but I think one or two, you're fine. I don't care. I really don't care about seeding. I really don't. I know a lot of people are just dialed in on it and potential matchups. You know, Harpering and PK got into it a little bit yesterday about it, and
In what fashion?
Well, I mean, PK asked Matt Harpering, he said, you know, what percentage do you care about seeding more than health? Like, essentially saying, is seeding important to you? Would you be willing to sacrifice health for seeding? And to PK's point was, along with mine, I don't care where the seed is. I just want my team to be healthy going into the playoffs. And Matt Harpering said, well, if you sacrifice, you know, if you sacrifice seed, it depends on who you play. And if the Lakers are the 7th seed, I don't want to be the 2. I want to be the 1. And so Harpering essentially said seeding is important because you got to avoid bad matchups in the first round. And it's a great debate to have. Like, there's a lot of rights and wrongs on both sides. But the way I look at it, it doesn't matter who you play. If you're not healthy, the West is loaded from 1-8. Whoever comes out of that play-in game is going to be a really good team and is going to create problems for you, whether it's 7 or 8. So it doesn't matter where you're at. Be healthy.
Do you consider the one seed hardware?
No, absolutely not. You know, okay.
So do you ever reflect on a Jazz season and say, oh, that was that season. They were the one seed.
Nobody's going to put a banner up for being the one seed. It's like, look, how often do we talk about the Golden State Warriors having the best record in the history of the NBA in the regular season? We don't, because they lost in the finals. Do you know that the most wins in Major League Baseball history in a regular season is, Lloyd? Sorry if I caught you off guard there, Lloyd. It's the Seattle Mariners. Nobody knows that because they got bounced by the Yankees. And I think the ALDS or the, I can't remember what round, but didn't even make it to a World Series that year. Nobody's going to put up a banner saying we were the one seed.
What I think about with the one seed label is, oh, that was the year the Jazz had the one seed but got knocked off in the second round.
Yeah. Yep, 100% right.
So I think the one seed really is just an attachment to the potential downfall. Because that's the only reason we bring up the Golden State one seed or their best record all time.
We use it against them.
Yeah, we use it against them. Oh, they were the one seed. They had the best record.
And they blew a 3-1 advantage in the NBA Finals.
To LeBron. Still the greatest finals. Still the greatest finals series. Analytic background of NBA Finals goes back to 2006 or so. I don't have a really deep catalog.
I don't think you're wrong in that, though. It's right up there.
But I think that was the greatest series in NBA postseason history, in my opinion. But just watching LeBron will his team back, it was just incredible. But I do think that one seed is a potential attachment to emphasize how big of a collapse a season might be.
Yep. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. What you may have missed coming up next right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK. Aaron Roderick, BYU football offensive coordinator. Do you see more NFL talent on the BYU roster and a chance to back it up?
Yeah, we've got a lot of good players. The message to our team and specifically that I've been talking to our offense about is, okay, we lost all these good players. Now everybody thinks we're going to suck. That the challenge to our current players is, what are they going to do? Are we going to show up and play, or are we going to go back to being 7-6 again? I like the raw material that we have to work with right now. Opportunities usually come from winning a lot of games, and that's what I want our team focused on right now, is win games, and then the cream will rise to the top, and that's how guys get chances at the next level.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. By the way, Tyler tweets in. Says, you can look at it as Matt Wells saved Hans from a fight. I like to look at it as Matt Wells deprived us from seeing Hans on the news.
Hey, be honest. So let's say I go out of there, just out of anger being hit with a golf ball.
Yeah.
And I hit a guy a couple of times. Am I in trouble?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Are you in trouble?
Yeah, we got a problem. We're in a meeting.
Even though he started it?
Well, he did it on accident. Right?
Okay, well, let's say my anger caused the second accident.
Well, it's not. If you hit a guy out of anger, it's not an accident.
Do you think a guy that drives into you and hits you deserves to be punched?
I believe he needs a stern talking to. But I don't know if it deserves a punch, especially if it was a blind corner like that and he didn't know you guys were there.
Yeah, it was Matt Wells that stopped that, not the blind corner. Because I didn't even think about it as I was huffing and puffing towards the tee box.
I didn't tell you, like, the last actual fight I got into in high school was on a golf course.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the actual fisticuffs.
Actual fisticuffs. Same thing. Guy hit into us, and then I hit the ball back at them.
And did they come towards you, or did you go towards them?
They came towards us.
Oh, okay.
And it was funny because it was like, they're coming, and my buddies were like, are we going to do this? And you had like – because usually fights are pretty like – spontaneous.
Yeah.
We're waiting this guy to go like 150 yards to get to us.
Driving slow in a golf cart. It reminds me of that Austin Powers scene when that bulldozer's coming at him and he's screaming. Cedar Hills Golf Club, this is an incredible course to play. And Scotty and the Zone, they all came up with this amazing promotion called Golf and Grub. $40 gets you 18 holes and food. You get fed, you get 18 holes. And by the way, Cedar Hills has a new chef, great food. Oh, and it's just coming out for us now. So
look at this.
Really great promotion, and we'll talk more about it as the day goes on.
But $40 gets you 18 holes and a meal. It's an incredible savings, an incredible deal. You got to come down and check it out.
Okay, so, Scotty, for what you may have missed, I wanted to play this for you because, you know, we listened to Terry Bradshaw go off yesterday.
Terry's had some things to say.
Yep, he's upset with Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know if anybody really in the quarterback world would know Aaron Rodgers better than Brett Favre. I know that Brett Favre's been a mentor, and I know that they talk and go back and forth. Well, in a conversation with Brett Favre, an individual brought up the whole Terry Bradshaw blow-up, and this is what Brett Favre had to say about Aaron Rodgers.
Knowing Aaron, and I think I know him fairly well, if he has a grudge, whether it be against the organization or a player or an arch rival or family, friends, he ain't budging. I don't see him coming back and saying, if this is not resolved, however, whatever the issue is, if it's not resolved, or even if it's resolved, but he feels like they got one up on him, he ain't gonna play. Knowing Aaron, he would sit. Now, it's not, you know, he would forego a lot of money, but he's also got a lot of money.
Favre thinks he's it.
I think the more this goes on, I think Brett Favre's, or I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers is playing for a different team next year.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have to angle every show on this?
No, I'm just, I didn't bring it up.
Gosh. You know, they mentioned one time that the Raiders and the Broncos are a destination for Aaron Rodgers if he's displeased with Green Bay, and all of a sudden it's
my two teams.
This is an unfixable situation, my two teams. And by the way, Lloyd, how come you're never angling for Aaron Rodgers? Stop sitting over there like you feel like you've got the quarterback of the future. Yeah, you could use Aaron Rodgers as well.
I said I'd be fine if they traded Derek Carr for him. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Okay, well, I don't hear the angling that I hear from Scotty. Scotty's constantly.
Well, there's a certain level of desperation on my part because, you know, Lloyd did give me an out.
I would take Drew Locke over the trash that the Raiders are dealing with right now.
Oh, I thought you said I'd take Drew Locke over Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'd take Drew Locke over Carr.
No, I would not. No.
Oh, I would any day of the week.
I'd love to disagree with you on this one. I'd take some jabroni out there putting on the 17th green over Drew Locke right now.
How did we go this far?
Because
you just said you'd take a golfer out.
He broke my heart. I was all in on him. I thought he was going to be great, and he was straight trash.
Are they done with him, by the way? Like,
I think so.
Is it over?
I think so. I mean, I think Teddy Bridgewater's got to be the guy.
So if they had a game tomorrow, you think
Teddy Bridgewater's your starter, yeah.
He's not the answer.
No, of course not. I'm just saying, but if it's up to those two, feels like a presidential election. It's like the who do you want least?
But they're both better than Derek Carr, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Got that going.
Yeah. All right. Ben Anderson's going to join us next right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, as we're live here at Cedar Hills. I tell you what, it's the Zone special, $12.80. Get you 9 holes for just, again, $12, plus the cost of a cart. Monday through Thursday mornings, you must call the pro shop to receive that discount, 801-796-1705. That's 801-796-1705. And, Hans, how many fingers would you need to be able to count how many times you've played at this course?
I'd need about 20 hands that are full of at least 5 fingers apiece in order to count. Because I've been out here. This is one of my favorite.
Like 20 courses. Of you?
No, 20 hands, not 20 Hanses. Because 20 Hanses would give me 40 hands. And I don't think I've played that many times. Because 40 hands with 5 fingers per hand. So what do we do? Divide 5 into 40?
I can't believe we made this a math segment.
Test Gordon.
So you take 40 and divide it by the 12.
Divide by how many fingers you got on a hand.
And you know, and if Jason Pierre-Paul's doing it, then we really got a problem.
That's an 80% win. I love this course. This is one of my go-tos because you've got incredible views. The other thing I love about this course, on the back nine, Scotty, you play right up on the back side or front side of Mount Timpanogos. I think this is Timp right behind us, maybe on this side of American Fork Canyon. The other thing I love is where you play on the back nine up the side of the mountain, it's right next to American Fork Canyon. So you've got these incredible views. You've got incredible fairways, great greens, great approach shots. It's just one of those elite courses in Utah County that everybody has to try. And this deal is unprecedented. $40 is going to get you food and 18 holes, or $12.80 Monday through Thursday. And you could come out and play for just $12.80. You can't beat these prices.
Call right now, 801-796-1705. That's 801-796-1705. Check them out online at CedarHillsGolfUtah.com. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.